the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God came into the world in order to heal the brokenness of the world. All of us are born into a world that eventually we realize is not as it ought to be. There is something wrong with the world that we live in, and it has been wrong for a long, long time. It has been wrong since the beginning. The world that we live in is a broken world. And when Christ is born and achieves his maturity, he goes forth into the world to heal that world. That is his mission. Ultimately, he will do it in a complete and full way that will affect all generations down to ours and beyond. And he does that by his work on the cross, destroying the power of death over us, by destroying the power of death over our humanity. He who is fully God, fully man, dies on the cross, descends, destroys the power of death, arises from the dead, and then ascends and sends the Holy Spirit to us so that we can live lives that are not dominated by the brokenness of the world, the presence of sin, suffering, and death in the world. And even though the world is broken, we can live the lives that God gives us to live. But even in his time of teaching and preaching and fulfilling the prophecies of the Old Testament about what the coming Son of Man will be like, he is already healing the brokenness of this world. And he does that in this example that we have this morning of the healing of the paralytic. The first thing that he says to the paralytic is, "Your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes, they're the ones who know the scriptures very, very well, say, "This man is blaspheming. Only God can forgive sins." Well, this man is fully God, fully man, both at the same time, come to heal the brokenness of the world. But he begins with this man by saying, "Your sins are forgiven you." There is a connection between our inability to live the lives that God made us to live and the fact that we participate in the brokenness of the world by choosing wrongly. We know that the true meaning of the word sin is to miss the mark. It's not about breaking a rule. It's about missing the mark of how we are created to live. And there has been so much of this going on from the beginning. All of us as human beings have missed the mark of what God created us to be, rather than fulfilling this world and bringing out all of its potential, rather than fulfilling our own lives by living them as lives at one with God and at one with all of the rest at one with God. Rather than that, out of fear, we choose to participate in the brokenness of the world and miss the mark. And so we remain broken ourselves, living lives of brokenness. So when Jesus comes to this broken man, this man who is paralyzed, unable to walk, unable to rise and live his life, the first thing he does is to forgive his participation in the brokenness of the world. The first thing he does is to forgive his having missed the mark and lived in a way that, as we all do it, dominates the world. The brokenness of the world originates from us and our bad choosing as human beings. And so, since that's the root of the problem, and this man is not going to be able to rise and live the life that God gave him until that brokenness is healed at the root, he says to the man, "Your sins are forgiven you." And then the man is told to arise and walk. Jesus asks, which one of these two things is the greater? To say arise and walk, or to say your sins are forgiven? Now when he says arise and walk, we can realize that there is a reference here to our resurrection from the life of living brokenness, the life of being dominated by the presence of death in the world that we call our lives most of the time. He destroys the power of death in the end, his final great work, and gives us, by our sharing in his divine life, the ability to live lives that are not dominated by the presence of death and sin and suffering in the world, telling us, arise from your broken lives and walk. You can do it because I have destroyed the power of death. I, who share your humanity and yet am at the same time fully God, have destroyed the power of death over your humanity. And as you share in my life, so you will be able to arise from your brokenness and walk and live your lives, even though the world around you is broken. And the consequences of sin are in the world, and suffering is in the world. You will still be able to live the lives that God has given you to live. So which is greater? To say that sin, the participation in the brokenness that we do, is forgiven. Or to say, arise and walk and turn away from that brokenness of the world. Turn toward God and share in his divine life, the life that is meant to be our own life, because it is the only life that we human beings have, God's own life. We are created as beings meant to share in God's life, God's divinity. In the world separate from God, there is no life. In our lives separate from him, there is no life, only brokenness. God comes into the world in order to make it possible for us to return to and share in that divine life. And so he is able to say to us, as he does to this paralytic, arise and walk. What does it mean to walk? If life is given to us to live, not as some say, simply as an assurance that when we die, we won't go to hell, is that salvation? Our problem is that we are born into a world where we cannot live our lives. We are surrounded by brokenness. We participate in that brokenness ourselves. Our lives themselves become broken. We need salvation from the fact that we are unable to live our lives, beginning right now in this world. Now, the life that God gives is an eternal life. Once we turn away from the world and its brokenness and enter into and share his life, we enter into and share in a life that is eternal. And so when the day comes, because of old age or accident or ill health, that body and soul are separated, the life that we have come to share with God overcomes death. Death cannot overcome that life. It is an eternal life, but we are called to begin living that eternal life now. Eternal life isn't just an extension of the life that we lived in this world. Who would want that? There is something wrong with the life that we live in this world. It needs to be healed. And he comes and he heals that life and he gives us life as it was meant to be for us to live, that is eternal by nature because it is his life. St. Paul talks about our calling, our vocation in the words we heard from him. He's talking about how we are going to go about living the life that God has given us to live. We are given different callings. Some of us are called to minister in one way or another. Some of us are called to lend and to share or to engage in lives of mercy. That life that we are called to live is the life that God has raised us from our brokenness in order to be able to walk and live in this world. Through all of the storms and tempests of this world, in the midst of the brokenness and rubble that surrounds us in so many ways, we are able to live the life that God created us to live as human beings. Father Lev Gillet says that each moment of our lives that is given to us, and we have to remember here, when we're talking about this living of this life, we're always talking about someone in particular. We're not discussing it in general. We're talking about my life and your life and his life and her life. For each one of us, we live through our lives in particular situations with real other people. And Father Lev Gillet says that at every moment, we are given a kind of temporary vocation in the shape of that particular situation with another person or in some kind of circumstance where we can fulfill that vocation by the grace of God that is given to us to do that particular next moment in our life. Or we can choose not to do that. That action in harmony with God, in synergy with Him, is the walking that Jesus raises us from brokenness and death in order to be able to live. That is the content of our life. From moment to moment, from hour to hour, each day the rest of our lives, we can live an eternal life at one with God by choosing Him rather than turn our back on Him and others and live a selfish life toward our own death, a broken life. That choice comes at every moment and every day. Each of us has particular abilities that only we have in exactly the combination that we have. And Father Lev encourages us to pray for God to show us what our true vocation is. What particular things are we called to do in the world? What things are we best at doing? How can we go about doing the specific and particular walking of the life of eternal oneness with God in our life? It's going to be something that has to do with who we really are. We have been restored to a life where those callings can be lived. That is our salvation. And that calling to be ourselves at one with God and at one with all of the rest who are at one with God is an eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.